and he walked all the way back from Jagannath Puri to Mayapur Dham. And there he met Lakshmimata in Vishnupriya. And Vishnupriya and Lakshmimata, they were in so much pain due to the separation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance from this world that they could not say or do anything or to speak or teach anyone. Vishnupriya, she became so thin and emaciated. It is described that she would chant the Hare Krishna mantra and then put one grain of rice aside. And however many grains of rice, that is what she would eat that day, only a few. Her complexion was utterly pale. She looked like there was not even a soul in her body. This was the nature of the pain of separation she was experiencing. And Lakshmimata was not much better condition. So they told Srinivasacharya that what you should do is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they have both left this world, but Gadadhar Pandit is living in Jagannath Puri. You should learn Srimad Bhagavatam from him, and then your life will be perfect. So he took this instruction as his life and soul, and he walked all the way back to Jagannath Puri. When he got to Jagannath Puri, he fell at the lotus feet of Gadadhar Pandit, who was then living at the Tota Gopinath Mandir, where we had visited. And he begged Gadadhar Pandit that you kindly please teach me Srimad Bhagavatam. Gadadhar Pandit was in a very lamenting state also. He said, I can teach you Srimad Bhagavatam, but the problem is this. I only have one copy of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he opened it up, and nothing could be read. He said, whenever I read the Srimad Bhagavatam, tears of separation for Sri Gauranga flow from my eyes. And because of these tears, every page is mixed with ink and tears, and the ink has dissolved in the tears, and nothing can be read. So how can I teach you Srimad Bhagavatam? And in Jagannath Puri, there are no scribes. The only place is Navadvip, the seat of learning. If you go to Navadvip and get a Srimad Bhagavatam copied, bring it back, I will be your teacher. So Srinivasacharya walked all the way back to Navadvip. And of course, Srimad Bhagavatam is 18,000 slokas, so it takes some time for someone to hand copy. There were no printing presses in those days. So he had a pundit copy the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. And he went all the way back with his Bhagavatam to Jagannath Puri. And when he arrived at the Tota Gopinath temple, he was informed that Gadadhar Pandit had just disappeared in this world. He could not bear separation from Lord Chaitanya. So he fainted. And then he woke up again in tremendous distress. What should I do? He said, if you want to learn, you should go to Sri Vrindavan Dham. And you should learn from Srila Rupa Goswami. He is the head of all Vaishnavas there. So he walked all the way to Vrindavan. And when he got to Vrindavan, he found out that Rupa Goswami had left the planet. But Sanatana Goswami was still there. So he should go to Madan Mohan Temple. So he went to that temple, and when he was there, there were hundreds and hundreds of Vaishnavas. They were all gathered together. So he was thinking, oh, maybe it is some mela. So he asked one of the Vaishnavas, today is some festival, so many people are gathered. He said, yes, today Sanatana Goswami has left the planet. We have all come to remember him. So at that time, Srinivasacharya fell unconscious. And when he woke up, he was in the lap of Jiva Goswami. Goswami could understand his intense desire. So Jiva Goswami, the nephew of Sanatana Rupa, who became the leader of all the six Goswamis in their absence, he became the personal guru and teacher of Srinivas Acharya. Now at that same time in Vrindavan, there was an illustrious servant of Sri Chaitanya of the name Narottam Das Thakur, who was the prince of a very wealthy, powerful king of Khetari. And Narottam Das Thakur, without telling anyone anything, he left his kingdom when he was just a young man, left his home, his family, and came to Vrindavan. And he also took shelter under Jiva Goswami. But he was especially affectionate toward Lokanath Goswami. He wanted Lokanath Goswami to be his guru. Lokanath Goswami was not accepting disciples. He was very humble. Lokanath Goswami is so humble that although he was considered to be on the same level as the other six Goswamis, he never liked his name mentioned anywhere. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami accepted the mission of writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, he felt that nothing spiritual is auspicious without the blessings of the devotees. In spiritual life, there's no independence. Everything is utterly inauspicious unless you get the blessings of the Vaishnavas. So therefore, he considered unless he got the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas in Vrajadham, there was no, even with Krishna's direct blessing, there was no question of him attempting such a great spiritual feat. So he approached, and all the Vaishnavas with a heart full of love gave him blessings. And he went to Lokanath Goswami, and Lokanath Goswami with a heart full of love gave his blessings, but with one stipulation, that you do not mention my name anywhere in that book. So for that reason, although all the Goswamis and all the intimate associates, many of the great intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in one sloka, it just mentions his name as one of the branches of the tree and doesn't say anything. The tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not say anything else. So Narottam Das Thakur approached Lokanath Goswami. And Lokanath said, I will not initiate you. I will not initiate anyone. So Narottam Das Thakur thought, initiate or not initiate? Who am I to demand? Who am I to say you must? I am his servant. He is my master. So I will simply serve him. So Lokanath Goswami would not even accept service from anyone. He would do everything himself. So what Narottam Das Thakur would do is when Lokanath Goswami would go out to respond to nature's functions and then bathe in Jamuna, at that time Narottam Das Thakur very quickly would go into his little bhajan kutir and he would clean everything up very nicely, and then he would put new water in the pots and do whatever had to be done, and then he would go. And then Lokanath Goswami would come back, and he would see the water is in the pots, the whole place is cleaned, who is doing this nonsense? Narottam Das Thakur, he never would even reveal to him that he was doing it. You see, some people think that you demand guru, you must accept me. Narottam was not like that. He was very humble. So after a long period of time, Lokanath Goswami, although Narottam was never asking anything, he was just serving without any motivation except to please his master. So Lokanath Goswami became so conquered by the loving service of Narottam Das Thakur that he accepted him as his disciple. There was another very intimate friend of theirs, whose name was Shamananda Goswami, and another named Ramchandra Chakravarti. And there is wonderful stories about these two great souls also. So these four devotees, under Jiva Goswami's training, became perfectly educated in the writings of the six Goswamis and perfectly realized in the loving sentiments of devotion to Sri Sri Radha Govinda. So what happened is, in Bengal, practically all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu died of separation and went back to Lord, the Golden Dancer's eternal abode. And the rest of them were so much in lamentation that they really couldn't do any preaching. And meanwhile, all the books were being written and all the preaching was being done in Vrindavan by the Goswamis, Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur, Ramachandra Chakravarti, Shyamananda Prabhu. So Janava, the consort of Lord Nityananda, she sent a message to Vrindavan, to Jiva Goswami, that we are starving here. We have no literature, nothing. That you are writing so much. And your god brothers and god sisters here in Bengal, we're all just withering away due to lack of association. So you... All these books by Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunatha Das Goswami, they put them in a big giant box. All the books. And the most important, all the Vaishnavas agreed, the most important of all the Vaishnava literatures was written by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. There was only one copy. So they took that and put it in the box first. And then they put all the other books of the Goswamis on top of that. And then Jiva Goswami called Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasacharya, and Shyamananda. And he said, now your mission is you must leave Vrindavan. You take these books very carefully to Bengal. You have them copied. You distribute them. And you teach the devotees there Krishna consciousness according to this philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and enliven all the devotees. So, of course, it's a very long and strenuous journey. They began to walk. So they came to this one kingdom. And because they were sadhus, they were given a special place of residence. And what happened is the king of this particular kingdom, he had an astrologer. And he said, I have just received a message from my calculations that these sadhus, they have a trunk, a box. And in that box is the most valuable treasure. I don't know what it is, but it's the most valuable treasure. And whoever has that is the wealthiest of all men. So the king says, ah, well, what we will do is we will call them to have some kirtan and have some lecture. And while they're there, we'll steal the box. So they came back after their kirtan, after their lecture. When they came back, the box was gone. They were shocked. They were almost unconscious in anxiety. You can imagine. Jiva Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, they entrusted with them the only copies of these great works, of these great acharyas, who most of them had left their bodies. There was no duplicates. And they were gone. So they began asking everyone, looking everywhere. Everyone said, we don't know. Maybe some thieves have taken. We do not know. So they stayed for some time. And finally they decided that the books are gone. But we may as well proceed on to Bengal to do our preaching. So Srinivasacharya, who was the leader of them, he told them, yes, Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, you should all go to Bengal and begin preaching. But I will stay here and try to find these books. So one day Srinivasacharya was in the court with all the ministers of the king and the king himself. And he began to narrate the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he called them bhakti. And when they heard this, they were all completely defeated in their own conceptions of knowledge of God. And they were utterly attracted to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya. And all the gurus, all the ministers, and the king himself, they all surrendered to Srinivasacharya. They said, we would like you to stay here and be the guru for the whole kingdom. The king said, I am your obedient servant. Whatever you say, that is my life and soul. So Srinivasacharya became the spiritual master for every person in the entire kingdom. And one day the king thought, maybe we should give our Guru Maharaj his books back. Of course, nobody had even opened the box. They didn't know that nobody had dared open the box. They were afraid to. So they gave him back the books. And Srinivasacharya, he went to open the box. And what he found inside was the most wonderful, astonishing surprise. What was that surprise? That the first book on the top of all others was the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And the lock had not been opened. So he was wondering, how is this possible? I specially put it in first because I knew it was the most important. It was on the bottom, now it is the top. And then it was revealed to him, why? Because the Chaitanya Charitamrita is the cream of all knowledge, of all transcendental literature. Just as we know, when you let milk sit for a long time, gradually all the cream comes to the top. So similarly, because this box of the milk of transcendental knowledge was sitting for a long time, in the course of time, the Chaitanya Charitamrita rose to the top of the box. So this picture above the altar is Srinivasacharya in the center, Narottam Das Thapur, and Ramachandra Chakravarti. One of the great contributions, of course, of Srinivasacharya is that he had written the famous Goswami Astaka, the prayers to the six Goswamis, which is sung by all devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugo Sri Jiva Gopalago. Our spiritual master Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, this was one of the bhajans or kirtans he was most fond of singing. There must be many, many, many tapes on different occasions that he recorded chanting the prayers to the six Goswamis. Why? Because the six Goswamis, they were specifically empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to show the way of bhakti. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came and exhibited his supreme mercy along with Lord Nityananda. But sentimentalists, sahajyas, and so forth, can easily take the examples of the Lord and pervert them, which has been done. So therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to establish and preserve his philosophy, his teachings forever, this was the job of the six Goswamis. They wrote books, they established temples. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is only available by the mercy of the six Goswamis. therefore the great Acharyas all glorified the six Goswamis and prayed for the mercy of the six Goswamis, for without the mercy of the six Goswamis, the Panchatattva cannot be approached. And that is a fact. And of course, the most sublime method of approaching the six Goswamis is by hearing, chanting, and remembering these beautiful prayers by Srinivasacharya, who was the intimate disciple of the six Goswamis. One time, one of our devotees took sannyas from Srila Prabhupada, and he asked, what are the duties of a sannyasi? Prabhupada said, you just study the eight prayers to the six Goswamis by Srinivasacharya. Everything to be known is there. Not only for sannyasis, but for all classes, because grihasthas, brahmacharis, vanaprasthas, everyone is supposed to be sannyas in spirit. And that spirit is fully explained in most succinct words in the eight prayers to the six Goswamis by Srinivasacharya. So it is for this reason that this great contribution of Srinivasacharya is an eternal and sacred part of our spiritual tradition. It is an essential part of our spiritual tradition to hear and understand this most glorious message. So we can offer our prayers to this great illustrious Acharya, and we can visit his samadhi. This is a good place to chant the prayers to the six Goswamis, but I don't know if we have time. Do we have time?
That's good.
We can read the English. Does anyone have a book? Yeah.